This is Taking Care in Business, a podcast that showcases organizations and people who aren't only concerned about profits. Host Vicki Bolson is the founder and CEO of Bolson Group, a unified marketing company located in Indianapolis. Bolson Group was the first B Corp certified company in Indiana, but Vicki understands that you don't have to be certified in corporate social responsibility in order to use business as a force for good. Join Vicki as she talks about why it is always worthwhile to take care in business.
Well, hello, everyone. It has been a few weeks. We've been on vacation, so we haven't been taping any episodes. But I want to make it clear that I have not been sitting on a beach drinking Mai Tais anywhere. We have been hard at work with a lot of changes going on. I don't know. And I'm so looking forward to talking to the guests today because I bet they've been through a lot of the same things. It's just kind of trying to get your act back together after the world sort of opened up post-pandemic. You know, there's so many things going on. In particular, hashtag Great Resignation, which we've all been hearing about. We definitely have had some crazy stories happen to us as it relates to that, mostly on the hiring front. But it really caused me to really just kind of assess where we are, where we're going, to do the best we can to recruit people and to retain the great team that I have. And so I have so much to say, and I don't even really know where to start. I think I'm going to start by saying we have these guests that are fantastic. The timing is perfect. They, like Bolson Group, are a B Corp certified company. They're a professional services company, and they are out of the Midwest. So we have Miranda Coca. Did I say that right, Miranda Coca?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I have a friend that's last name is Coca. And I remember the first time I met her, I said, Coca. And she was like, no.
No, as long as you don't say Coca-Cola, we're good.
Okay, good. She's a client success manager with Engage Partners. And maybe you just go by Engage now. I've noticed that might have changed in the last few years too. And then we also have Kelly Dolan, who is one of the co-founders of Engage. I'm so glad she's here with us today. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, thanks so much for having me, Vicki. But we're a professional services company, so most of our people are actually remote. Very few of our clients have actually brought people back on site. And if they have, it might just be a day or two here and there. So, you know, from a company that, you know, we were always on site, we were always together, it's really been quite a journey of trying to figure out what that looks like, because we don't think that it'll go back to normal. We think that this will be the new normal state of some type of hybrid model. So how do you keep people engaged, pun intended? How do you, you know, continue to build community, et cetera? So I think we're facing that like a lot of people, and especially with us, because it's the core to who we are and how we started the company. And then, you know, financially, fiscally, clients are spending again, which is awesome. So we have had a really good year from opening up new clients and continuing relationships with clients that we've been working with for years. And so we feel really good about that, bouncing back from at least 2020. 2021 wasn't too bad, but 2020 was obviously not great for anyone.
Right.
Unless you're selling masks and rubber gloves, then maybe you're doing okay.
Yes. Well, that sounds so like our journey at Bolson Group. You know, we too went immediately remote, and then, and that was, you know, it was going pretty well for that first year. I realized, wow, we can do this. We can make this work. But like you, a lot of the, you know, work we do is team work, and, you know, that face-to-face, with each other and with clients is important. And so we went to a co-working space for the last year and kind of instituted a hybrid model where we really only gathered one day a week at the co-working space, which was the day we would have all of our meetings and client meetings and things like that. And then when you know, that lease was coming up and the world was opening up, I mean, like you, I agree, this is the new normal. but it was really time to address, like, what are we going to, how are we going to do this moving forward? Because this hybrid model isn't perfect either. And so I don't know what you guys have done, but we sent out a survey to the staff and just asked them, like, wow, life has changed as we know it. And it's gone pretty well. What worked and what didn't work for you? And then we kind of came up with our next path forward, which involved us moving to a permanent space this month. But we're still going hybrid, 2 days a week in the office, and one is optional. But more importantly, and this is what I want to talk to you guys about, it was really looking at just everything that had changed, you know, their mental health and well-being. I mean, you know, people got so isolated, and that was a concern of mine, was that. And then when all this was breaking about, you know, people leaving their jobs and going to different jobs and finding one that makes them happier for whatever reason, I just wanted to make sure that those B Corp tenants that we have, you know, as B Corp certified companies, that I'm really just taking advantage of doing the best I can by my team. And so I just wanted to ask you guys a little bit about what kinds of benefits that when you're hiring, you know, you get, people are surprised by, and they think this isn't normal. This isn't something the typical company, you know, offers, because I did a lot of research on that so I could come up with even better benefits. And I'm really interested to know, and some of the ones that you think are a little bit more unusual and exciting for people.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's a number of things that stand out to folks when they first start to talk to us about joining Engage. It's funny because we just had 4 people start at Engage today. So I helped meet them, helped with their onboarding. And one of the things when we were going around the table, just introducing ourselves, one of the gentlemen, he mentioned immediately some of the things that surprised him about Engage. And one of those things is we do paid volunteer time off. So it's not a big thing, but it really does stand out when you've never worked for a company that pays you to volunteer. So for at least 4 hours a month, we pay our employees to volunteer in the community. And then the other thing I think that stands out to people is we have something called Champion of Cause. So we encourage people to pick a nonprofit that they care about and they contribute to financially each year, and then Engage contributes to that nonprofit as well. So we provide, you know, $500 at the end of the year to that nonprofit, and we match up to $500 of the employees' contributions to that nonprofit. So those are 2 things that I think really stand out. And the 2 things there specifically is we're not telling people what to do. We're not telling them where to volunteer their time. We're not telling them the nonprofit that they should be passionate about, but we're giving them an opportunity to really go forward with, you know, their interests and their passions, and we're supporting them in that. So those are the 2 that really stand out. And of course, there's others that I think the longer that you're at Engage, you see the benefits of. You know, we have a sabbatical when you're at Engage for over 5 years. We have Engage days, so it's almost monthly, probably more around like 8 times a year, where we bring everyone together for, you know, company get together. We talk about company values, provide updates on things. So those are things that make Engage, especially in the industry that we're in, a little bit different. We have a social impact fund, so where we're kind of allowing our employees to get involved and vote on a nonprofit that we want to support. So we do a number of other things, but at least the Champion of Cause and the PVTO, or paid volunteer time off, are 2 things that right away people realize are different.
Yeah, I think you guys, we did the paid volunteer time off before 2019, but in 2019 when I interviewed and talked with Engage, your idea about the bonus at the end of the year for them to put into a company,
the contribution bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that we started doing that.
Oh, awesome.
Got the idea from you all. And I love talking to people about their unique things they do, because it just either sits in my mind for a future date, or we've instituted it. What about, okay, the sabbatical thing? This is so cool. How many people have taken advantage of the sabbatical?
So the sabbatical, it's been going on now, I guess this is its third year. So year one, I think we had probably about 10 people take it. Year two, we had about the same. And I think this year we might have a little bit more because we had a backlog because of COVID. It's awesome. It's something we always wanted to do, but we had to figure out exactly how to do it and what parameters we put around it. So that has definitely been pretty cool. We actually have two people on sabbatical right now. And so they're taking their three-week sabbatical, and one person's in Hawaii, and one person just actually came back today from a cruise with her family. So yeah, it's definitely a special thing, and I think something that people look forward to after they've been here for 5 years, are able to get in the pool to do that. So we're happy that we've been able to accomplish it.
I love that idea. I think that is definitely going in the back of my brain for future years. How do you address student loan debt when people come to you? Do you have anything that you do for that?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things is we have a growth and learning budget. So each year we give all of our folks at Engage a budget to spend, and a lot of times that's encouraging them to spend that on things, of course, that would go back to learning and growing in the IT industry. But there is an option that if you do have student debt and want to pay off some of that, that helps you with it as well.
And even to take that a step further, you know, we have a decent amount of people that have been here for quite some time, and they've been in the industry for 25, 30 years. So at some point, not that we ever stop learning, right? We're always on a learning journey, especially in IT. But you know, there are some years where you're like, well, I mean, I don't know. I just went to that big training last year. I don't know that I really have anything this year. You can actually apply those dollars to your child growth and learning. So you can actually apply those dollars to your kid's tuition. So I actually use mine. I've used mine the last couple of years for my son's high school tuition because he's at a private high school. So we expanded that because you have people that are later in their career and maybe they don't need the full training budget every year. Maybe they kind of are, you know, 1 year they will use it, 1 year they'll use it for a family member. So that's been neat to see.
Oh, that's so awesome. I love that. So when you're, and it sounds like you guys are, you know, hiring, you had four people on board today. When you are recruiting people, are you finding that just your weekly certification and your purpose-driven mission, that's resonating? I'm sure it is, but is it resonating more now than it did, you know, at maybe pre-pandemic or even 5 years ago? That a little about the reaction you get about
yeah. Miranda might have a more recent view of that, and I'd be curious to hear hers. But you know, just historically for us, it's probably the number one reason, one of the number one reasons people find us is because they've heard about our community mindedness. They've heard about that we're purpose driven, that we're a certified B Corp, and it piques people's curiosity. Wow, I've never heard of a company like that. I've never heard of a company caring about, you know, not only servicing our clients, but also building a better community at the same time with the weight that we put behind it. Obviously, there's a lot of companies out there that do awesome philanthropic things, but it's measured for our business equal to measuring our profitability. And so it seems strange, odd, you know, curious to people that might find their way to engage. And so historically, that's typically been the profile of person that we interview and end up hiring. And frankly, if we go through the interview process and that is not something that we understand the person to want to be a part of, they're probably not a great fit for us. And we'll be pretty transparent up front to say, you know, we think that we'll get pretty darn annoying to you. Because we talk about community building a lot. We talk about volunteerism. We talk about being the change an awful lot. And if that's not something that you're passionate about, this is probably not a great fit. And as competitive as the IT industry is, it sometimes, you know, is very much tempting to just make the hire, you know, to get that great technology person in the door. But we know that it never turns out to be a great match if we're not looking at that upfront. But Miranda, I'm curious to hear your thoughts more recently.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. From some background, I started at Engage back in September. So I think I'm one of those people who decided to make a change based off of the fact that, I mean, I wanted to work for a company that was both on the for-profit side of things and making a difference in the world. And so I'm definitely one of those people who I wanted to do that. You know, that was something that was really something I was pretty focused on. And, you know, pandemic or not, I think a lot of people, that is their priority. And so we're talking to people every single day who are interested in tying in business with doing good. And even, I mean, as Kelly spoke on, it's part of our initial interviews when we're talking with people to bring them on to Engage is asking them those questions, because we really want to understand if their values align with that of Engage's, because we know that they're also going to stay around if that's something that they're passionate about. I even had a conversation with someone the other day. It was totally a random person asking him about his career, and he was talking about how he's a teacher, and come to find out he's a little bit older in his career, but he had only been teaching for 4 or 5 years. And he shared this story about he was one of those individuals who was project manager working for a large company and just got fed up with it and decided that he was going to go into teaching. And he was like, if I'd only known about the B Corp model, I think things would have been differently. If I'd only known about Engage, I could have tied in my career and the experience that I have with doing good. And granted, he doesn't regret going into teaching, but there's other options out there. And so few people really know about that. And so that's why I'm always happy to talk about Engage and talk about the B Corp business model.
Yeah, no, I think Kelly, you're wise to be brave and not just hire them because of the competition, because I think you're right, it could get on somebody's nerves, you know, and they're not going to stay, or they're, you know, it's not going to be a good fit. And I would bet the retention is so good. Lacey, are you trying to tell us something?
Yeah, I think you need to, I don't know if your hand is covering your mic or something, or maybe a piece of paper, but it started getting muffled.
Oh, okay. Is that better?
Yeah. Yes, much better.
Okay, yeah. You can go back and edit. It wasn't for super long?
No, it was just one part, and I'll just turn the volume up. But I will need you to reintroduce Kelly and her explain what engages one more time, because the audio cut off when she did that, but we can do that at the end.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. All right, so we'll pick up. I'll restate that entire question. So I would just imagine that your retention is, you know, amazing.
Yeah, retention, we've always been proud of our retention. From an industry average standpoint, it's way better than most companies are in our industry. We have people leave, no different than, you know, any other normal company. And, you know, especially in this great resignation, so they call it, you know, we've certainly have had people leave, not in any more than previous years. But the reasons people are leaving is pretty interesting, you know, but we lose someone and they had a great reason to leave. We're like, oh, you know, we can't even be upset about it because they had a great reason to leave. And so that has happened actually quite a few times this year where people say, you know what, I'm going to be remote and why shouldn't I live in Atlanta? And we say, well, you know, that could maybe work for us. But you know, we've never tried that before. So let's see how that might go. And, you know, we're such a close knit group of people that it's super hard to commit to someone. Yes, for 365 days out of the year, you could be off on your own and never have to see us again. That's just a really difficult thing for us as a culture to agree to. So, you know, it's things like that, or we lost one of our, very favorite young, you know, female developers a few weeks ago, and she took a job remote and she's going to live as a nomad for the next who knows how long. And so it's like, well, good for you. If I could be 20 something and be able to do that, I think I might do that too. So, you know, it's stories like that, that, you know, heck, how can you argue with it?
Exactly. No, I totally agree. And I bet so much of their comfort in doing these things was because of the example you set and the experience you gave them with your community driven work. So it's just kind of it's just really cool. You were part of that, you know?
Well, I hope so. Yeah.
Okay. Let's switch gears and talk a little bit about client relationships. So, how does this, you know, your mission and having, you're B Corp certified, and I think you've probably been recertified at least once now, maybe twice.
I think we're on our third time.
On your third. So it's been at least 5, 6, 7 years that you've been B Corp certified. How does that work when you're doing lead gen, business development?
Yeah, I can kind of step in then. Obviously, Kelly's been at the business a little bit longer, so she'll probably add some context as well. But I would say from a client standpoint, it's one of those things where being a B Corp, we talk about it during every single client interaction, or at least the initial interactions that we have with clients. It's definitely not something that we shy away from by any means. And I think that's pretty different than other companies. It is one of our differentiators, obviously, the fact that we are a B Corp and do run our business a little bit differently than other consulting companies out there. But I think one of the significant parts about that is it helps open up the door. It helps start a conversation. And I think that's part of it. You know, when we're talking about Engage, we share that we want to have people think differently about the role that business plays and impact people, whether that be our clients, our consultants, or our community overall. And so I think that sharing that story, like, we want to positively impact our clients in the way that they view business. And so that's why we continue to keep it as part of the story. But we also follow that up by the fact that we can do really good work. We have really great consultants and a group of engagers, folks that work at Engage are engagers. We have a great group of engagers who are really good at doing work. And so at the end of the day, that is what continues bringing people back and having clients work with us day in and day out and be clients that we can call partners for life. But that initial conversation, sharing that we are a business for good and what makes us different is the first part of how we share our story and why Engage. Mm-hmm.
Miranda, you know, hit it spot on. And, you know, something that part of conversations over the last, you know, several years that we've been a B Corp and talking to companies that are thinking about becoming a B Corp, they often ask, well, does it help you win business? And, you know, my response is, well, what helps us win business is we build a great reputation in our local market through doing great work and servicing clients in a way that we're proud of. So that's what wins business. Does it get us conversations that maybe it would have taken us longer to get? Yes, for sure. When, you know, we're calling into a new client and they might be talking to 3 different consulting companies, when we're able to share more about our purpose-driven business model and how that translates to the client. So it's not just, oh, you get to work for a company and you could feel really good about working for, you know, that you're supporting a B Corp. And I think, you know, for a percentage of buyers, that does make them feel good. But it's really the difference maker, the people that we're bringing in that are passionate about the community, passionate about doing good work, about being accountable, et cetera, they're bringing that same set of passion into the client. And they're attacking those client projects in the same way, taking high sense of ownership, being accountable, being transparent, being collaborative. So all of the characteristics that what I believe make up a strong business for good, those are the people that are walking into your site and building software with you. Yeah. And to be working with the same clients that we've worked with over the last 10 years. It's because of that same commitment that we're making to them.
Very well said. That's exactly right. That passion and that, strong code of ethics, you know?
Sure.
And you guys won Best for the World last year. We did too. We were in the governance category. What category did you do?
So we've been Best for the World, I think it's been maybe three times now, and it's always been best overall, best community, and best for workers. Those are typically the three categories that we've been recognized.
Congratulations.
Same to you.
Talk about 2022.
Lips are sealed.
You know what I'm talking about. That's so fun. Well, I have one last question that I want to ask you before we wrap this up, and that is, people who listen to the podcast, they listen to get ideas, you know, and just might make them make one small tweak in the way they do things or look at things. What kind of advice would you give someone who is either looking to work at a company that is purpose-driven, or and you can pick which one, or a company that wants to be more purpose-driven?
I would say my advice would be the same for both groups of people. And that to me is really spending some time thinking about purpose. I think one of the biggest misses for companies is not helping their employees connect why they do what they do with what they are doing every day. I think that's the biggest miss for companies. And if a company can help connect that purpose to the employees at every level, you know, why do I come in and do this work? Well, because it does A, B, and C. And there's a purpose behind it. There's something bigger than ourselves behind it. And, you know, the big thing with that, though, is it needs to be authentic. It needs to be an authentic purpose. And if you don't feel like your business has one, figure out what it could be. If you specialize in a particular area, there's probably 5 different, you know, 20 different things that you could do as a business to use that expertise that you have to do something good in the world. And then how do you connect that purpose to the jobs that your employees do each and every day? So that's one big thing that I think more businesses need to take a look at and consider. On the people side, so the employee side, when you're looking for opportunities, or even where you are today, you're an employee of a company, you know, spending some time thinking about what would make your job more fulfilling. You know, if you can do A, B, and C, you would feel more fulfilled. And that can't be, well, if I got promoted, that'll make me more fulfilled. I mean, that's checkboxing, right? That's just trying to climb the ladder. It's really not purpose driven. So spend some time thinking about how you can drive purpose in what it is that you do, because I do believe that every job you can glean purpose. You know, we don't all need to go start businesses. We don't all need to join nonprofits. We don't, you know, all need to be missionaries. You know, there's a lot of businesses out there. There's a lot of jobs that we all play. And I think if you can just sit down and spend some time thinking about how your job connects to a greater purpose, we would all be more fulfilled every day. An employer can help an employee with that.
Oh, I love that. That's great. I'm in. Okay. How do people find you? How do they look and see what you're doing, see what you're writing about, talking about, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so they can simply go to our website, engagepartners.com, to check us out. We have our contact information there as well. Feel free to connect with Kelly and I on LinkedIn. We're always happy to have conversations about B Corps or how Engage can be a partner in any way. So that's probably the best way to reach out to us.
And I just want to say that it's Engage with an I, everybody.
It is. So think of it as our name came together with the two words, inspire and engage. So that's why it is spelled with an I, the inspire and engage.
Okay. Well, thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you for joining us today on Taking Care in Business. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, or download Taking Care in Business wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can always follow along with us by subscribing at takingcareinbusiness.com. We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Taking Care in Biz. That's Taking Care in Biz, B-I-Z. If you have questions or comments, you can also email us at info@takingcareinbusiness.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for joining us today. And until next time, take care in business.